This is The Inbox. Just a few minutes to share with you how listeners to this nonprofit, non-commercial radio station help to keep this ministry on the air. You have an important part with your prayers and your gifts.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be.
Well, hello, my name is James Baker, and thank you for joining us on this Tuesday edition of The Inbox. We set aside this time each weekday to bring together our listening friends at WPGM, AM and FM in Danville, WPGM-FM in New Berlin, Pennsylvania, WJSA-FM in Jersey Shore, WPGO in Horseheads, New York, and WPEL-FM in Montrose. These stations remain on the air thanks to the generous gifts and faithful prayers of listeners like you. Once again this year, on Good Friday, we'll feature a special program by our founder, W. Douglas Rowe, titled The Seven Last Sayings of Christ, after the 1 o'clock news on WPEL-FM, WPGO in Horseheads, New York, WJSA-FM in Jersey Shore, WPGM, and WBGM. This very special program was recorded on April 4, 1958, at our original studios here in Montrose. The program features scriptural meditations from our founder, Doug Rowe, and music from Bill and Ruth Oman. The program was recorded while being broadcast live over WPEL at 1250 on the AM dial. The March gift of the month is a gray vinyl checkbook cover. The website's call letters, frequencies, and locations of all of our stations for information and inspiration are imprinted on the front in navy blue. A pen loop is designed into the middle of the cover, and there's also a place to keep your driver's license or ID. Please ask for the March gift when you contact WPGM, WBGM, or WJSA, P.O. Box 236, Danville, PA, 17821. Online, wpgm.org. Or you may contact WPEL or WPGO, P.O. Box 248, Montrose, Pennsylvania, 18801. Or connect online, wpel.org. Our monthly gifts to you are a small token of thanks for your faithful prayer and financial support of this not-for-profit radio ministry. We are now in our 71st year of broadcasting the message of Jesus Christ by this not-for-profit radio ministry. As we look ahead, let's always remember, we can trust God with our future because we serve a faithful God. This is the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.